Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. F1Weekly.com. Clark Rogers here, your host. This is a special weekend edition, podcast number 465, October 16th, 2010. Of course, I'm talking about an amazing interview between Nasser Hamid and Lars Kofman. Nas, welcome to the studio. Introduce this lovely man.
Thank you, sir. Lars Kofman is, of course, now a good friend of F1 Weekly, very helpful to us when I'm there. And his father, Josef Kofman, owns Josef Kofman Racing, and Lars is pretty much the main man, his right-hand man, team manager, has been around racing all his life and has gone through a lot of young drivers. You know, he speaks very highly when I talk to him about Sebastian Buemi. He was very good, he said, very, very focused when he came as a teenager. Of course, they had Nico Hülkenberg, and they have a very high opinion of him, and it's all based on his performance with them. Winning the Formula BMW Championship first year. Then they had Adrian Tombe. He was Rookie of the Year in the series with them. Then they had Esteban Gutierrez and his dad. And Lars also tells me that Esteban Gutierrez is very special racing talent. So they've seen a lot of racing drivers come and go through that system. And this conversation took place at Hockenheim during the weekend of the German Grand Prix. And since BMW has put the plug on Formula BMW, they are now moving to, hopefully, to Formula Renault next year, Euro Cup. And they have already won a race. They went to Spa with their driver who won the championship, Formula BMW this year, Robin Freins. And he won a race in Formula Renault, Spa, of all the places. So they know how to get up to speed and stay there. So I want to thank him for his time, and also thank him and his team and his father. They are very nice when I go there. When I've done a lot of rounds and I need a little break and some water and Warsteiner, Josef Kofman Racing is where I go. So, danke schön, Mr. Lars Kofman. Okay, folks, I'm here at Hockenheim Ring with one local boy here. Yeah. Now we welcome Mr. Lars Kofman, team manager of Kofman Racing. And Mr. Lars, I had put a line here. I was hoping Germany was going to win the World Cup, which they did not. How disappointed were you?
Yeah, well, I saw the game against Spain in Silverstone. We had been for the race there. It was the same week on Wednesday. Yeah, well, I was a bit unlucky to lose 1-0, but, well, the Spanish played better, so they deserve to get in the final. Well, Germany finished third in the end, what is also okay.
Rumor around the paddock is you have cancelled your vacation to Spain for the next 4 years?
Yeah, probably, yes, so I think so.
Okay, your dad, Herr Josef, used to race before starting his racing team. Did he ever employ you as a driver?
Yeah, well, I did 2 years of karting when I was very young, 10 and 11 years old. That was basically in 1991 and 1992. Well, the karting scene was not that much developed like it is now. And yeah, well, I had to race against some older guys as well, 16, 17 years old, and I was doing quite okay. Some race wins, top five, that was not bad. But then after 2 years, my father wanted to put me in a professional team. I did not really like to go there because I just wanted to, that he's doing my stuff as well, setting up the kart and everything. And then, yeah, well, there was not enough time because he was doing the Formula 3 team and all the stuff in Formula Renault. So then, yeah, well, we decided to stop that. So I don't know. I think in the end it was okay, the decision.
Yeah, we call it having fun at dad's expense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, for me it was just 2 years having fun, and it was not so expensive, I guess, but it was okay the time.
Okay, let me ask you a question. BMW just announced they are pulling the plug on the Formula BMW series, which is sad. It has produced a lot of great drivers who are now in Formula One. What do you think will happen to the cars, and where will we see Kaufman racing next year?
Well, actually, there's still decisions going on that maybe the BRC will take over the championship and an independent form for next year. Still have to wait for news on that. If that's going to be happen, for sure we will stay here and we'll carry on with that new championship then. And if not, we're bought already Formula Renault, and we did some test drives, and we're developing the car, and then we want to enter the Formula Renault Euro Cup next year, and Formula 3 in Germany as well. So there is many options for next year, and I'm not afraid of that we do not find the right championship to compete in. So I'm pretty confident for next year, whatever we do, I should be fine.
Your team has been very successful in Formula BMW. What is the most common trait and mistakes you see in rookies when they are in their first season of car racing?
Well, actually, you need to have a good preparation for the first season you ever do. And then, the most common mistakes are that the young kids are too much under pressure, either by themselves or from the parents. So they should take their time, and they should look that they're not too young when they're changing to single-seater. So I guess the proper age is end of 16 or beginning of 17 years old, so that they are, I would say, mentally strong enough and grown up enough to really understand what's happening, and that they can handle all. I mean, the whole weekends, especially with the Formula One, is very, very professional, and the young kids, they really have to adapt to all the stuff, and therefore you need to be pretty much developed personally as well to have a good kickoff of your season. And I think the right age is the most important thing. Of course they should be talented and successful in karting as well, but like I said, the right age for the transfer is the most important thing.
You have three drivers, two of them are rookies. How are they doing at this stage of the season as compared to pre-season expectations?
Well, actually, Robin won the race today, what is pretty fine. He got three race wins now, four times second place. He's second in championship. Unfortunately, he had the accident in the first race in Barcelona. We're 23 points behind in championship, what is not much. If I calculate the crash in the first race, it was not his fault. So if he would have just scored normal points there, would be in the lead. So for him, it's we hope to win the championship, but still there's a chance to win it, and he's doing good. And that's, I think, his level of expectations. And we will see how it develops the rest of the season. The other two, the rookie drivers, Hannes had his first podium today. Very happy for that. He did a brilliant race, third place. That's really, really good. He's improving every race. First he was top 10. Then he had a top 5 result. And now the podium, that's really, really good progress. I hope he can keep on developing himself and get some more podiums. That's really fine. Petri Suvanto is a little bit behind the expectations, to be honest. He had also some good race results, top 6 in Silverstone and in Sandford. This weekend no points, that was a little bit disappointing, but I think he also will show up more in the last three race rounds, and then I think he should be able to go in the top 6 again as well.
Racing drivers are famous for big egos. Do the rookies ask Robin Friends for guidance?
Yes, actually that's the thing how we work, because we always have an experienced driver in the team or two, and then one rookie or two rookies. And of course, you know, the rookies, they share the data with the experienced drivers, and also the experienced drivers helps the guy a little bit with off-track action, and that's pretty fine, because then the teamwork is getting better and better, and that's how it should be. Also, Robin last year was a rookie, and he learned a little bit from the other two experienced drivers, and now this year he can give the knowledge to the other two rookies, and that's really, it works fine, and I'm happy with the teamwork, especially the three drivers. It's very fine with them.
Two of the drivers who are now in Formula One raced in Formula BMW at different times. Nico Hülkenberg won the championship in his rookie season with your team, and you raced against Sebastian Vettel. How good is Hülkenberg, or Hulk as you call him, compared to Bastian?
Yeah, well, it's difficult to compare the guys. I mean, Nico is, to be honest, Nico is one of the drivers who won everything, from karting, Formula BMW, Formula 3, A1 GP, GP2. I rate him very high. I mean, first year in Formula One, he's doing very good now, in my opinion. So he won the championship, but it was a little bit difficult because he had to race against Sebastian Buemi, who was second year, and they both shared the race wins, and Vettel was just winning every race. But he did 3 years of Formula BMW, literally, because the first year did testing, then two real seasons. So I don't know, I cannot compare the two guys because they actually never raced against each other, what I could really see to be fair competition in the same class. So now I think Nico is doing very good in Formula One, improving every time, and I'm happy to see that.
You're friends with him, what is he saying to you? Is he getting frustrated by, you know, he has some issues, some taken out in the early laps. Is he happy how things have went, where he is right now?
Yeah, well, basically he always wants to be the best. That's his naturality, but that's fine. No, he's really realistic about anything he has to learn. He's also happy with his teammate, you know, that he can, with Barrichello, he's got a very experienced teammate and he can learn a lot, especially in developing the car. And he said if he's going to match Barrichello, then he's happy. So now today, one place behind or two, it's very close again. And yeah, well, I think he's quite happy with his performance. I mean, of course, he wants to score more points, but he was a little bit unlucky in the last race as well. But I think in over the time he will be there.
Okay, another driver who won the championship with your team is Esteban Gutierrez, now leading the GP3 championship and won the race today. How will you rate him as compared to the Hulk?
Yeah, well, Esteban is also a very, very special driver in my opinion. The way how he's working is very impressive because he's very analytical and he got a very, very good feeling for the car. And yeah, well, I would rate him very high as well because so far, whatever series he took part, he won it. First he won the Rookie Cup BMW in America, then the European Formula Renault with us. Now, like you said, leading GP3 series, so that's the way like it should be. He comes and wins. And that's the special one, it's very easy.
That's the Lars Kaufmann theory, simple and easy, come and win. Okay, now what should be the next step for a talented driver racing in Formula BMW with Josef Kaufmann Racing? Where should they go after this?
Well, I think if you stay in the Formula 1 scene here with Formula BMW and then GP3, the step is maybe a little bit too big because there's not much track time and testing time for GP3, so I would recommend the young guys when they're 17 years old to do 1 year in the National Formula 3 or the Formula Renault Euro Cup to get a little bit more used to the faster cars, because the step from BMW to GP3 is about 12 seconds each lap on the track. That's quite a big step. So I think there should be 1 year really, because it's difficult that the guys develop themselves properly and they need the time, like I said before. So they should do 1 year in the championship, what is where they have well attendance, you know, from the spectators and also from the sponsors, but a little bit more quiet and not that kind of pressure, that they can develop themselves, and then maybe the year after they should go to GP3.
Among the drivers who are racing against your team, who do you see as what you would call natural talent, like Esteban or Nico?
Yeah, well, actually, this year in the championship, we're, you know, like I said, Robin is second and Jack Harvey is leading the championship. So those drivers, for me, they are the, you know, the dominant drivers this year. Jack having already 5 wins and we only have 3 so far, but working on changing that. So no, I think those two drivers are the guys, both in second year with the, so far with the biggest talent. So that's my opinion on that.
Another driver in Formula One now, Sebastian Buemi, also raced with your team. What was the experience with him like?
Well, Sebastian was very, very young when he came to us. He was 14 years old, turning 15. And it was really nice working with him because he was that guy who was really, you know, having that one aim, going to Formula One already with 14 years old. I was very impressed, and he was working really hard and wanting to know everything and learning everything. And yeah, well, unfortunately, the first year we had to race against Vettel. That was not the easiest task for him, but he had some pole positions. He had, I don't know, 12 or 14 podium finishes, second and place and third places with 15 years old. And that was also very impressive. I like that guy, and I think he deserves a place in Formula One for sure. He's a very talented driver. So was a 2004 he raced for us. It was a good year as well.
What is your advice to young American drivers who would like to succeed in Europe and move up to Formula One someday?
Yeah, well, the American drivers at one point have to come to Europe, you know, to see the real competition. That's like it is. And yeah, well, they have to you know, look first, like I always said, look for the right championship, that you're not in the stress, they really, that you can learn everything properly in time. So there's some guys from America who came over here, BMW, or like Alexander Rossi doing the Formula Masters last year, and I think he's doing as good as well. So I mean, they just have to come over here and then they see where they are. And that's, I mean, there's no special advice what I can give. They have to go do some testing and then they see how the racing in Europe is.
What is the toughest track to set up your racing cars?
Whew. Yeah, well, if you see the BMWs, it's not easy, you know, with the GP tracks, especially like Spa. It's a very long track and you always have to find the compromise because the BMW are not so powerful, you know, and then if you got the long straights in Spa especially, and then the high speed corners, you always have to find a compromise for the right aerodynamic setup and the mechanical setup. But I think the most difficult maybe is Budapest. It's a very demanding track, especially also for the driver, and also with the hot conditions. It's a very tough track to set up the car. And then maybe, yeah, the Nürburgring also is not easy because with the fast sections and the slower sections. Yeah, well, and Spa, of course, those three tracks I rate pretty high for setting up the car.
What's your favorite city on the championship trail?
Well, basically, I think there's two. I like Valencia and Budapest a lot. Pretty nice cities, also off the track. And but those two cities I like the most.
What's so nice about Valencia and Budapest? The smile tells me it has something to do with chicas.
Yeah, definitely the girls. Yeah, no, for sure, in Spain and in Budapest, they're pretty nice girls. And also the city is nice, you know, there's many sightseeing possibilities, especially Budapest with the historical things. I like it a lot. And Valencia as well, there's a nice beach, so it's worth to go there.
Cool. Okay, finally, when is Lars Meister coming to California? We have the best Mongolian beef and in-flight burrito, and we can arrange some Jägermeister for you also.
Yeah, definitely we need the Jägermeister, for sure. No, I don't know, I have to come over. I never been to the United States, so I think it's worth a trip going there. And I have to see when the time is coming. For sure, I will come and visit you.
Please do.
That's not the question, yeah, I will.
Okay, finally, how about a message to listeners of F1 Weekly all over the world?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for giving me the chance for the interview, and I like to say to all the listeners to f1weekly.com, they should have a look on our website as well. They find some cool stories from you about the team. So just keep up posted on f1weekly.com, and I think they got the best interviews what you can find in the web.
Thank you, Lars. Check will be in the mail. And also, I would like to thank you for all your help over the years. And I would like to know, our listeners know, that when I come to a race, Josef Kaufmann Racing is the F1 Weekly office. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
Danke schön.
Okay, thank you as much. Thank you.
Lars Kaufmann, thanks for joining F1Weekly.com.
Autodromo Nazionale di Monza.